Okay, so let's begin. These are Tibetan bells. And I'm going to ring them for you. Bells call us into a place of ceremony, of rest, of quiet, of marking a time to shift out of, let's say, our ordinary everyday space into something extraordinary, something sacred. Sound is the most ancient emanation of spirit on the planet. I'm going to ring the bells again, and this time I'd like you to listen to it not with your ears, but with your body. Here we go. Well, how was that? For me, what I experienced, and if you would like to put your experience into the chat over here, please feel free. What I experienced is that there was a wash or a vibration, if you will, of sound, of energy that I could feel pretty much like right here on my shoulders. And my neck and down my arms. Now, of course, I was doing that right in front of me, wasn't I? So it this was kind of the this part of my body was what had the greatest impact. Perhaps you experienced it in another way. So chat, if you'd like to enter in what you experienced during that, I would love to know because I've never done that, over a microphone on live stream. So I'm wondering if it even translated. Hopefully it did. I bet it did. So why am I doing this? Well, partly I'm doing this to show you what I'm going to be doing in sacred ceremony, in being able to bring forward a different vibration for us. Because if we're going to upgrade our view, our way of perceiving, one way we do that is we shift our frequencies. Our energies. Now, you might have been hearing a lot about this these days, perhaps, if you're tracking any kind of person who's talking about astrology, any kind of spiritual teacher, or anyone else. There's a lot of talk out there about the energies of today. And that's what they are doing to us, is they are raising our frequencies. However, raising our frequencies, though, we can feel a little discombobulated. We can feel uncomfortable. We can feel disoriented. We can kind of be out of it. We can be spaced out. We can be too tired. We can need to sleep a lot. It can show up in a lot of ways. I was hearing a client talk the other day that she just felt like she was buzzing. And there can be a lot of heat that goes on, perhaps up and down the spine and in other areas. It can affect different parts of our body. All of this is upgrading your view. But unless we begin to bring it conscious, unless we begin to say, okay, something's going on, and I want to ride this new energy, I want to ride this new wave. A lot of us don't know how to deal with it. And so we clamp down or shut down in it. This is going to be about opening up, which is why I'm doing the show today. Part two, the real spiritual signs of these uncertain times. So my question for the chat, I experienced this sense of comfort. Thank you, Marcia. Yes, good. Anyone else like to put in the chat what their experience was when I rang the Tibetan bells? And here's the question for us today, and I'm going to go on and type it into the chat. I need to go over here. All right. How do you upgrade your view? So, chat away. You're welcome to enter a response to that. You're welcome to respond to something I'm saying. If there's something that I bring forward that you go, oh, yeah, I really like that. If there's something that I bring forward that you say, I don't know what you're talking about, please feel free to enter that in the chat as well. Because everything I am going to be talking about today may be in your experience and may be something that you resonate with and may not. So I would like to say at the beginning that please take all of this into consideration as I lay out what I'm about to lay out as far as the spiritual signs of these uncertain times and how to upgrade your view. Now, last week, like I said, I talked a lot about the spiritual signs and how really all of this that's going on is a spiritual sign. It is all designed to be a great invitation for us to step into what is here, the new that is here. This week, I'm going to talk about, well, what does that mean? Okay. So I'm going to begin by talking about core realities. Core realities. The first one is, it is time to let go of any limiting beliefs that you are not supposed to be here. It is time to let go of any beliefs that there was a mistake made, that you are a mistake, or that you have made a mistake. Your life is not a mistake. You are supposed to be here. You belong and you fit in. And the approach that there was a mistake made, or that you are a mistake, or you can make a mistake, is a great misunderstanding that at this time is being asked to be released. Now, why do I know this? Well, I do a thing called noetic balancing, which balances the subtle levels of who we are. The subtle bodies is another way of saying that. And bar none of everyone I have ever had to, or everyone I have ever balanced, everyone has inside of themselves a belief that they don't belong or fit in. Now, maybe that was kind of a fleeting thing. Maybe that happened in high school, or maybe it happened when you were in grammar school, or maybe it happened when you were in your family of origin. Kind of like, I'm not sure this is my family kind of thing. But over time, and I would like to say over lifetimes, the deeper issue that goes on is somehow this is a mistake. So I would like to just ask you if that is present inside of you, or some way of saying that inside. It shows up in a lot of different ways. To just take a moment and go inside and say, what if I were to begin to let that go and say, what if this is not a mistake? This is exactly perfect that I am here, and it is right. And when I say that word right, I mean in the highest form of right. What if everything is in perfect love and perfect understanding? Now, that may, you may not like it that way, but upgrading your view at this time involves letting go of that belief and moving into, and I'm going to say this word, and well, I'll just say it, acceptance. And what that is. What is acceptance? Acceptance is allowing everything to be just the way it is and not judging it. Now, how do I know that? Well, a lot of what I talk about in The Bridge to Your Big Life, which is the bonus to the sacred ceremonies this summer, talks about how to begin to practice acceptance. Acceptance is a spiritual practice. And if we have gone around for a long time thinking, this is a mistake, I'm not supposed to be here, I don't belong, I don't fit in, I don't really know what's going on, and somehow we've unplugged or detached or numbed out or created all kinds of story around that. To begin to step into accepting it all, that's a big leap for a lot of us, a huge leap. So I want to say that with a lot of respect and honor for what I'm bringing forward. In fact, everything I'm going to talk about today is not, it may sound simple, but it is not necessarily simple. And like I would like to say that for most of it, at most of us at first, it's hard work. It is a real shift. Okay, I'm going to just pause there and check in on the chat over here. And let me just say again, I welcome you to chat with me over here. Denise says, opening the breathing, I felt the sound in my feet. Ooh, nice, Denise. Great. Thank you. Love hearing how the sound affected you all. The bell ringing was sharp and loud, a call to attention. Yes. Excellent. Thank you, Mary. The bells bring me instantly into a deeper and receptive place. The vibration is all it's supposed to be in person. Thank you, Marcia. And that's Marcia from Santa Fe. Welcome, everyone. Okay, so as I get into this upgrading your view, feel free to join me in the chat. All right, what's next? Well, this is a time to stay awake, to wake, and no more sleepwalking. You know, one of the benefits of waking up is to begin to receive the greater downloads of these higher energies. If we are walking around choosing to stay asleep, numb out, not feel our feelings, keep our head in the sand, ignore, distract ourselves, whatever we're doing, we miss out on, let's say, the higher transmissions, the higher downloads that are happening right now, and they are happening. So that's one of the benefits. So when I begin to talk about these things, or you come to a Wisdom School TV broadcast and I talk about the energies and what's going on right now and how it's showing up, you don't scratch your head and go, well, that's not happening for me. You go, yeah, it is happening. Absolutely, it's happening. And this thing about staying asleep, again, it is a fence-sitting position that many, many people have chosen to do. You know that there is an unfolding going on, or you may know that there's a choice to be made here. And you have already, you know, dabbled in or maybe had some experiences that you really are a spiritual being. And yet you keep another foot in the, well, you know, I'm really busy and I have a busy life and have a lot to do. And, you know, my children this, my husband that, my wife this, my job that. I'm not sure I have time for all this. And so that takes us back into sleep and unconsciousness. That's another way of saying asleep. So it is time to wake up. And what do we need to be awake about? Our choices. If I were to suggest one area in your life that you become more wakeful in, it's your choices. Now, what kind of choice am I talking about? Well, even though making a choice between Haagen-Dazs strawberry ice cream or chocolate caramel ice cream is really wonderful, I'm not talking about that level of choice. I'm talking about the level of attention inside of you. Where are you placing your attention? What are you holding in your mind? What thoughts? What emotions are you allowing to be present? What pictures are you holding in your imagination? These are all choices you're making. So as we become more awake, and more aware of our choices, then we begin to make better choices. So that's what I mean when I say awake and aware. Are there other levels to that? Absolutely. But if we just start with that one, just start with really our attention and our intention, that's going to go a long way to begin to wake ourselves up out of old patterns, which is one of the things that we're going to do big time in the first one of sacred ceremonies, of completing. It's like completing that old pattern, completing that old behavior and the way that it shows up for you. Okay, again, if you're in the chat and would like to say anything about that, feel free. Ah. Okay, not quite yet. All right. We're still talking about the bells over here. Good. Okay. What's next? Well, to upgrade your view, it is time to let go of limiting beliefs, of victim, lack, separation, and survival. Big ones. Big ones. The upgraded view is you are a co-creator. You are a divine co-creator with the unlimitlessness, whatever you want to call that, of this planet that is benevolent and unlimited abundance. And you were born to realize that. And not only realize that, but manifest from that place. Now, when I say that, that may sound very overwhelming to some of you. To some of you, you might go, yes, I am ready for that. For those that overwhelmed by that, I understand. We all have inside of ourselves leftover beliefs of survival, meaning a fear of not surviving, lack, that there is some kind of lack, either it's out here or it's in here, separation, and which is all based in fear. So when I said earlier that we're really being asked to get off the fence and either choose the loving or the fear, all of that survival, victim, lack, separation is all about fear. It's all fear-based. And we are being asked to let it go. Now, how do you let it go? Well, part, again, of the ceremonies that I'm going to be doing this summer are going to be about making peace. How do we make peace with these parts of us that are still holding on so tightly to what we are so afraid that is either going to be taken away from us or that we must let go of? And then what? Then what? The Bridge to Your Big Life has a lot of keys and tools on how to do this. So this moving out of this way of, let's say, perceiving or seeing life is a very deep, profound journey. And what is so important about this time, and I can't emphasize this enough. And I know maybe some of you follow astrology, or maybe you don't. Maybe you don't really care to follow astrology. But let's just say the signs are everywhere. The signs are blinking very loudly saying, let go of this. Move into what has already been prepared. So it is a time of letting go, to upgrade your view. And then I'm going to move into the illusions. You know, there are a lot of illusions right now on the planet. Fear is one of the biggest ones. Polarization is another one. And then I mentioned separation earlier. These are illusions. And what is so interesting right now about these times is they are being seen as illusions. Yeah, the veils are being pierced. All you have to do is look at the media right now. Look at all of the, let's say, deeper, darker secrets that used to be hidden from view, which are now being revealed. Have you noticed that? It's happening on every level, in business, in politics, in world governments, in personal lives. It's happening everywhere. Illusions are being shattered. Veils are being lifted. The curtain is being drawn back. Yeah, that's also happening in our life. We are able actually to see that fear is an illusion more easily. We are actually able to see that separation is an illusion. We are really connected. All of this is dissolving in front of our very eyes. And of course, for some of us, it brings up a lot of fear or a lot of uncomfortableness or a lot of, okay, now what? Which is exactly part of the discombobulation. I love that word. That happens as we are moving through this portal right now. Because that's all a normal response. It's a normal response from a part of our consciousness called the basic self. And if you can see what I was doing, I've got my hands over my belly button area down here in my gut. These are very normal responses for the basic self. Some for the consciousness, although sometimes in our consciousness we go, oh, well, I know that's an illusion. But see, the gut still reacts, doesn't it? The gut still shuts down. The gut still goes into upset. So, how do we deal with that? How do we bridge those worlds? Great question. And again, one of the things that the Bridge to Your Big Life brings forward. So when I talk about these illusions, these are stored. And again, you don't have to believe me. I'm just talking out of what I know. Just please take it in for your consideration. In these subtle energy bodies that go out from your physical body, much like the waves of sound that I brought forward earlier when I rang the bells. You know how sound will go out? It'll like go out like this, won't it? Like waves in an ocean. Well, that's how your subtle bodies go out. So these, let's say, illusions and anchors of illusions are held in those places. How do you clear that? How do you get current with yourself? This is one of the big keys right now of upgrading your view, getting current. And one of the ways you know you're not current is you're completely pulled, you're often pulled into the past or worrying about the future. Or when you're trying to be present, you're distracted. Or you have so many things going on in your life, you feel like you're spinning out of control. Ah, that is one of this, let's say, downsides or underbellies, if you will, of this energy right now. It can spin you out of control. It can put you at such a pace that you then are not open to what I'm speaking of here. This is a whole different shift. If you want to be in touch with what I'm speaking of, it's a whole nother way of pausing and slowing down and quieting yourself, which is what sacred ceremonies is all about. Well, there's been some things going on over here in the chat. Let me check it out. I love that phrase. How did you put it? Benevolent, ever giving. I'm not sure, Marcia, what I said about that. You'll have to listen to the tape, but thank you. Yes, I love that. I love that word too, benevolent. I thought I knew how to upgrade my view, but lately my normal tools didn't seem to be working, so it has gotten my attention. I am, like you said, experienced disorientation and saying, okay, now what? Thank you for that sharing. You speak for thousands of people, thousands. There is a period of disorientation that is very normal about what is going through. So what do we do during those times? Well, for those of us who have laid a very solid foundation in going within, that is what we do. That, and we take a really more honest, deeper look at, maybe there have been some areas in which I've kind of skipped over or glommed over or, well, I really don't want to do that right now. I think I'll stick it in the highest shelf on the closet way in the back. Yeah. Well, it's time to open that closet and go get what you stuck back there and bring it out. because this is the time to do that. And I want to use that word benevolent again, Marcia. There is so much benevolent energy present for us to clear those things that we've stuck way back there or way under there. And it is time. So thank you for that. I'm going to take a drink of water. Looked over my notes really quickly to see if there's anything that I wrote down in my brilliance. I wanted to make sure I share it with you. I write all these things down and then I just kind of go for it. How do you know where to look? If you're kind of scratching your head going, well, I'm not sure I know where my illusions are. The hint is to look in the area of your greatest fear. Your greatest fear. What is it that you fear the most? That's where you're going to have the greatest illusions. Okay. And the last one that I want to bring forward today is, it is time to be impeccable with yourself. My definition of impeccability is right use of energy. Right use of energy. And one of the ways to ask yourself, I don't know if I'm being impeccable or not, is are you aware of the activities that you do that drain your energy? It could be anything from what you do in the world, your work, your relationships, a relationship. It could be something that you do unconsciously. And remember, we're going to get more awake around that. And it could be doing something inside of you. What do you do inside of you with your thoughts, your feelings, your imagination? What activities are you aware of that drain your energy? If your energy is being drained, that is an area where you are not in right use of your energy or impeccability. So another way of asking that is, are you aware of what creates energy for you, brings you energy, energizes you, creates a resonance, a vibration, a kind of feeling like, whoa, this is great. I love this. And it could be anything, again, from the food you eat to the exercise to the activities to being in the presence of a person that you love. That's a key. To doing something joyful. That's a key. And to maintaining that joyful, rolling presence inside of you with your thoughts and your feelings and your imagination. That's a key. So, impeccability. What drains you? What feeds you in your energy? It is time to be impeccable. Now, why am I talking about this? Well, one of the keys in upgrading our view right now in this time is raising our energy level. The more that we maintain a higher energy level inside of ourselves, the easier it is to let go of, I'm going to call it, negativity. Those things that pull us down, those thoughts that scare us, those emotions that overwhelm us, those pictures in our mind that go, whoa, you know, whatever. That phone call that you get where you go, oh no, how am I going to deal with this? The bank account that fluctuates, the account you were counting on that all of a sudden calls and cancels, whatever it is that comes at us, the phone call you get that a friend or someone you love is in a health crisis, or maybe someone that you love just passed over. The more that we keep our vibration at a higher level, the easier it is to let go. The easier it is to shift, the easier it is to not necessarily get pulled into that. Now, am I judging being pulled into that? No, I am not. But I am saying we can access what we need to access, the tools in our toolbox that we have to say, okay, what do I need to do to get myself in balance, to get centered, and to come from a loving place instead of collapse into fear. Okay, I have a little bit more to say about that, but there's stuff going on here in the chat. I can kind of see it out of the corner of my eye, so I'm going to check in. How can this confident intention be expressed without it being felt as to intensity or some hostility? Okay, I'm not sure I know what you're talking about, Denise, but I think, well, why don't you say more about that? I'm not going to try to read your mind. I can kind of start it off even then. Let's see. I like looking at things from the point of view of energy because it's easier for me to suspend my unusual judgments of good and bad. Thank you, Eve. Yes, I know. When we get it into energy, a lot of times we get out of the concepts of the mind that we're so conditioned in. Uh-oh, if I do this, then that's not okay. And if I do this, that's okay. More like energy. What feeds your energy? That's what you want to do more of. Because that's what brings impeccability to you, the right use of energy. And then, of course, the more you do, the better at it you get. So I just want to say that if anyone else would like to share your thoughts in the chat, please feel free. So these are my tips or keys, let's say. I actually like keys better, of how to upgrade your view. Is it a complete list? By all means, no. But it's a beginning. And really what I wanted to bring forward today, and I want to say each one of these is vast in the levels in which it can shift you. So if there's one that really appeals to you, of all the ones I brought forward, take that one. Work on that. Explore that. Go deeper into that. Say, I want to find out more about that one. And let it unfold for you.